You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Lines are jam-packed with people who want to play Rattle Off, like Mike, who's standing by. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Mike.
What are you doing today?
Actually delivering some food, guys. I actually talked to y'all yesterday morning about the jealousy thing with cars. I was great on gas for this. So.
Right, right.
You didn't play Rattle Off, though, did you?
No, we only had one person
play. No. We had the jealousy thing yesterday.
Yeah, I remember you, Mikey. You're in your Jetta, your TDI, your something, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh.
Your friends have Lamborghinis. You're jealous.
Yes,
oh, that guy. Oh,
remember?
Right.
Yes,
you got all these friends with McLarens and Ferraris.
We had to puzzle it out. We get a lot of phone calls, man. What kind of food are you? What kind of food are you delivering?
Actually, it's a place called My Little Muffin in Aurora. It's a pretty good place.
No, familiar with it?
Yeah.
Is that the one on Arapahoe?
It's the one right off of Havana, actually.
Ooh, nah, nah.
Okay.
You're a little muffin.
Going back to cars for just a second, I was at a four-way stop a couple days ago, and the car to my right who went across the intersection in front of me was this Maserati that I have not seen before.
Fancy.
But it wasn't one of those, like, race car types. To me, the race car-looking sports cars look kind of ridiculous. I mean, that's a total overcompensation by a dude. This was just a really elegant-looking sports vehicle. I mean, sports car that was just, oh. Huh. And it was this Maserati. I got to find out what it was, because, Jeremy, you would have...
I like it.
You would have drooled.
I got to look it up.
And I imagine Mike's friends are driving it, so... All right, let's play a rattle off. Michael, you ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
All right, your letter is W, as in wash, as in, well, W. In 10 seconds, we need 5 cities or towns that begin with W. Ready, and go.
Waco, Winnesaw, ooh, Lord, this one's different. Wilmington, Williamsburg.
You know, if you'd gone local, you could have had a Wheat Ridge and a Westminster.
There's two.
Oh, you're right.
Yes. Wheat Ridge.
Oh, man.
Mikey. Wheat Ridge, yeah. Mikey.
Well, listen.
Sad terrible. Day.
Listen, do they, hopefully they'll spiff you a couple extra muffins today. All right, buddy?
Thanks, guys.
See you later.
Thanks for being on the show. Appreciate you listening, man. And then there was an evil Heather. Hello, Heather.
Hello. Hi, good morning.
Morning.
What are you doing today?
Dropped my kiddo off at camp. Going to go get an oil change, a massage.
What a good day. A, you got rid of the kid. B, you're getting a massage.
And an oil change. Is that at the same place?
No, but it's across the street, so I can drop the car off while I go get a massage.
That should be a thing where you drop your, it's the same place.
Yeah,
massages and oil changes.
Yep.
And they put a little 5W30 on your back while they're rubbing you down.
Sure, why not?
Viscosity.
Evil Heather likes that.
It's the viscosity rub.
Yeah, forget the hot stone massage. Uh-huh. Give me the 10W30 massage.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Good. That sounds like a nice day.
Yeah, you got a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can top it all off. You can cap the whole thing by winning Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you like French fries, Heather?
Yes, I do like French fries.
Sure.
Because we found out this morning that 4% of people hate them. So.
Which is weird.
Yeah, they're weird. Stupid. Don't be friends with those people, Heather. 10 seconds. We want 5 different types of French fries. 5 types of French fries. You can do it. Ready? And.
Ready.
Go.
Regular, waffle, curly, tater tots, and crinkle.
I do love me the crinkle. I think it's the greatest. Jeremy is going to give you a hard time. I can already tell from his voice that he's not going to allow tater tots.
Tot is not a fry.
But I think
I know,
it is.
Like, you can get them at like Sonic as like.
Well, so you can get onion rings too. Would we take onion rings?
Mm-mm, because it's not not made from potato, but the tater tot is.
So she just said hash brown, like that big slab of hash brown you get at McDonald's. Would you have accepted that?
No, but I would accept the tater tot.
I'm not.
Why are you going to be so mean to Evil Heather?
I'm not being mean at all. If you walk up and look at a list of French fries, tater tots is not going to be on the list.
Hold on. I'm going to go on to the Google here.
Like,
I'm battling
today,
for you, Heather.
We talked about National French Fry Day and went over the most popular fries. Regular, curly, steak, crinkle, waffle. Nowhere on that list do they say tater tot, Heather.
Now, I've gone to the Deadspin website where they say a tater tot is different because it's a bunch of little potato pieces mushed into a shotgun shell and then fried. They say it's not a humane way to treat a potato. Thus, tater tots are not French fries. If they were, they'd be called tater fries, but they're not.
Tater fries. Give me some of them tater fries.
You know, the thing is, I was leaning your way until Jeremy threw the whole hash brown at me. And then I was like, yeah.
And onion ring. I mean, you gotta... Heather, you get it, right?
Okay.
Don't be mad.
I get it. I'm not mad.
You still have a massage ahead of you. Everything's gonna be great. Now, if I could lay there and get a massage while somebody fed me crinkle-cut fries...
Or tater tots.
Oh, my God.
What if they took tater tots and put those on your back and, like, smashed them into your back and everything?
Yes!
I heard Heather's into that, though, actually.
Fill up my butt crack with some tater tots? I'm into that.
Well, I tried to score for you there, Heather, but he wouldn't let me.
Thanks for the support.
Yep.
Have
sorry.
A great day. Bye.
Bye.
You as well. Bye.
Boy, you were mean.
I gotta
to
stick
her.
To. I usually don't stick to my guns on this stuff. But
you were mean.
It's all right. Fine. I'm mean.
Hello, Chelsea.
Hello.
Hello.
Don't you think the tater tot is simply a weird French fry?
I don't think it's a French fry. She tried though.
Yeah,
I would have tried shoestring because those things are great.
That's a fry.
Yeah.
I don't like the shoestring fry.
Nobody likes the shoestring fry.
It's like you're getting ripped off.
It's not enough fry.
Yeah.
You got to eat 3 shoestring fries to equal 1 regular fry.
Yeah, because nobody picks up 1 shoestring fry, right?
I throw those right in the trash.
No, I mean, you pick up like a handful of them and shove them in your mouth because 1 is not enough.
I wouldn't even order them. I don't even know why they're at the table.
Well, I think it's these food places that try to seem like they're... You know, fancy
it's
or
like
something.
It's like a hip fry.
We offer these shoestring potatoes.
Well, I'm getting up and leaving. What are you doing today?
I'm headed to the gym.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we got women who are going to get massages. We got women who are going to the gym.
Good. And we're sitting here all frumpy talking about fries.
Fries and tots.
What are you working today? Are you taking a class?
I'm just doing the treadmill cardio thing. This is my baby free hour.
All right. That's a good hour. Yeah.
How many miles will you do on that treadmill?
Oh, probably not much. I'm weak sauce right now.
Well, like 2 miles maybe?
Yeah. We're going to go for 2. There you go.
Do 2 and put it at a little incline. It'll
feel like
3.
Yeah,
she's going to do 0.6 and be done.
You're going to do half a mile. You're going to play in your phone.
Now it's on.
And you're going to go sit in the locker room.
2.5, guys.
Oh, wow.
Prove it. Send us the picture of the treadmill when you're done to our Facebook.
Okay. Oh, she'll just go to the person next to her and take a picture.
Prove it.
Right.
19 miles.
All right. and going at a 9-mile-an-hour clip,
right.
You know. So,
well, have fun. Enjoy your free time. All right.
I will do that.
Good.
All right. Let's see, Chelsea, if you can win. Rattle off 10 seconds. We need 5 different insects that bite or sting. 5 insects that bite or sting. Ready and go.
A scorpion, a wasp, a bumblebee, a mosquito, and...
Keep going.
I don't know.
Spider. Just give me spider.
Oh,
spider.
I didn't even think about
ants.
The spider stock.
Yeah,
those little... I did not think about those.
Well, you sound sleepy.
Well, I tried.
You got a baby.
I gave it a college try, so...
4. Well, you got 4.
We enjoyed you being on the show. I hope you have a fantastic day, okay?
Ditto. I hope the next person wins. I'm gunning for him.
How sweet of you. Have a great day. Bye.
You bye.
Bye.
That was very nice. Tanya, did you hear her wishing you good luck?
I did, and I hope to to make her happy by taking this home.
Yeah, take it home. What are you up to today?
Working from home.
What do you do?
Mm-hmm. I'm one of those. I do dental billing, and I'm also babysitting a couple of my granddoggers. I don't have
granddoggers. Got it. Yeah.
What are the dogs' names?
Lily and Nami.
Lily and Nami.
Lily and Nami, and they're my best pals. They got a little brother, Charlie.
Got a full house.
I have six dogs, yeah.
Six dogs.
Three of my sons, yeah. Oh, they're great coworkers.
It's a lot of scooping.
Yeah. Well, this is true, but, you know.
Pooping and scooping.
That's what the backyard's for, and, yeah, let them run around and do their thing, and then Grandma goes out later and, you know, cleans
so,
up.
Oh, you do it. You don't hire one of those companies. That's good.
No, Mama, do it yourselfer.
All right. Well, we're running way, way, way behind. So I hope you get this.
Me too.
What 10 seconds. We need 5 different jobs where people wear a uniform. 5 jobs that require a uniform. You can do it. Okay. Ready and go.
Policeman, fireman, stewardess, airline pilot, and a grocery store worker.
A grocery store worker.
Heck yeah, they have to wear their little Safeway or King Super. Or
I guess they wear their apron there. They wear the apron.
That's part of a uniform.
That's a uniform. Yeah.
Now, if we're not going to allow tater tots to be a French fry, suddenly an apron is a part of a uniform?
Well, if you wander into Home Depot, what do you see? Orange aprons everywhere.
And
that's
I have
their
never
uniform.
Once said, nice uniform.
Well, I've never said nice apron either.
A t-shirt that says, you know, click and ship or whatever their, you know, Homer bucket. They usually have like a t-shirt representing the place that they work. You go to Whole Foods, their little t-shirt says Whole Foods.
You know, here's the thing.
Well, they do,
why can't
yes.
people just give us ones that aren't, you know, in this gray area, you know? Like, you know, someone in the Air Force, someone in the Air Force, someone in the Army, someone in the Navy. I mean, there's 3 of them. Bam. No, you have to give us grocery store worker.
She's got a point, though. If you like walk into Whole Foods, don't they have the Whole Foods T-shirts on or like a Natural Grocers? They got a Natural Grocers T-shirt on.
Yeah, that's true.
And a cap.
And a little, yeah, a little hat.
Baseball cap on.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't do the tots, but I'll do this.
Oh.
I agree on the tots. Those are not French fries.
Yeah, I was right on that one.
I agree.
Dom doesn't want to do this, though, do you?
No, I'm just saying, Dom, I feel
you're way
bad
behind,
for the...
remember?
No, I know we're way behind, and we're falling even farther behind, but justice must be served, Tanya.
We say
and I'm
no?
trying to do justice to the poor woman who said tater tot, and she just got... smashed down by Jeremy, and suddenly a grocery store worker is wearing a
uniform.
Nobody
smashed anybody.
You did. You crushed her dreams.
Her tater tot dreams. Fine, let's
they
not give it to her. Whatever.
Workers, right? They were frontline workers.
They are frontline workers.
So, you know.
Oh, now you're going to play that card.
Now we got to do
She's
it.
She's playing that card now, is
well,
she?
Well, that you get the prize.
All right, you're a winner.
Ah! Well done.
Thank you.
Welcome. Are we done?
I don't feel good about this.
Oh, you feel fine.
I feel better if I
had some. You're going to be like, oh, they do.
I'm so going to look around now. Absolutely.
I'm going to go. When I go into the grocery store today, I'm going to tell one of them, hey, I like your uniform. And they're going to look at me like, what? Uh-huh.
Good job.
I wish I had some tots, though. Tanya, hold on, and Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you for spending your mornings with your boys in the morning here at Denver's Mix 100. This could be
we
the
good?
Longest game of Rattle Off.
I had a good time.
I had a great time.
We met some
time.
Nice people.
I cannot deny that. I wouldn't mind doing this for another hour if the people could all be as wonderful as the contestants we have.